Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. Man, I'm so grateful to be back as always. And you guys can hear that. Oh my God, my voice is so much better now. I do still have to clear my throat a little bit because I believe the mucus went from the back of my sinuses down into my chest. And now it's, overnight, I didn't wake up once. And so now there's a lot of mucus that's sitting in different areas of my chest. I have no idea. So I'm kind of getting it up, but you can actually hear me and hear that I am way, 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 way better than what I was before. So here we go. Today's about getting support. I do apologize for the background noise. If you guys hear a little bit of the background noise, but I'm over here at the company, man. It has been just a marvelous day. And just yesterday alone, or just on Monday, as a matter of fact, when I went to the CrossFit gym and everything, and seeing, everything that transpired yesterday and seeing a lot of students who are still messaging me and, prospective students and everything, and seeing my podcast blow up again. Even this podcast is starting to gain some. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who's actually supporting me. And so today's about getting support. Not all the time are you going to get the support. Not all the time am I going to get 1,000 plays a day. And a lot of you are probably asking, Arsenio, what do I do when I don't have support from my spouse, from my siblings? Remember, I come from a place where my siblings were diametrically opposed to me even going to Australia. Okay. Now my mom just said, hey, you know what, whatever you do, do it 100%. My grandma said, that's what I love about Arsenio. He does not have, Noah's not an answer for him. He knows what he wants. He goes out and he gets it. So that's one of the beautiful things about, obviously, my family. But with my siblings, it was terrible. My mother hasn't given me strong support since living here too, or maybe my work. I wasn't supported by some of those, the older wife tourist that I used to work with back in my old job 5 years ago. Anytime I brought up an idea, they were like, oh no, it's not like that. Either it goes up or down. Your salary is always going to go up or down. And maybe you should find another place to work. And obviously this is because he wanted my job, right? And so these are the problems that we have in society. If you look at what's happening in China right now, there was a girl that literally tripped up and then tens of millions of Chinese literally showered her with so much anger and saying she's pathetic, she's this, she's that. And I'm just like, oh my God. What the hell is going on? Like, this is one of your own people. And guess what? You're not going to get support. When the going gets going and when it gets tough, people will turn on you in the matter of seconds. For all the NFL QBs, Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi, all these people that you know, they get turned on very quickly by their own fans. And when everything's good, they jump back on board. See, these are fair weathers. Right. And so you're going to have to be able to build up that muscle to ignore the bullshit out there and realize, regardless of this, I don't need anyone to validate me. It's my responsibility. It's your responsibility to validate you and encourage you and support yourself. See, because other people have their own biases and their dreams. It's my responsibility to validate me and encourage myself for being the person I am today, to support myself in my dreams. People have biases saying, oh, Black teachers can't do this. And I literally lived that. I literally lived that for such a long time. And this was one of the biggest issues in my life, because while I was literally living this, it was so difficult for me to overcome a lot of this, because I let the negative opinions of others become my reality. And listen, it's not your goal to have everything perfectly lined up with other people's biases. I don't expect everyone to get me. I don't expect everyone to support me, because sometimes people just have that internal entitlement, and that internal entitlement, if you look at a lot of people out there in the famous stars, right? You look at Kim Kardashian, you look at all those influencers out there, they need external validation to validate who they are, but they have it internally and they believe that they always need to be validated. See, I grew up in a family that wasn't available. I was the outcast when I started traveling. People looked at me like, you want to go to college? You want to go to Australia? You're really weird. Because their definition of normal was not my definition of normal. I wanted to be abnormal. And was that at the sake of not speaking to my siblings anymore? Fuck yes. And I'm more than happy to even say that. I was ostracized by not being their definition of normal. And to me, that definition of normal that they had was terrifying. So often we want to just throw people out of our lives, right? And I'm one of those people. I'm really one of those people because, to be honest with you, I threw my siblings out of my life a long time ago. I threw them out of my life. And it's because it wasn't so much because they didn't support me. It's because I was trying to give and create a relationship with them and they didn't give a fuck. So I had that, oh, you know what? This isn't really going anywhere. I'm not even going to bother. I kicked my brother out and thank goodness I did. What a tragedy that fucker is. But I threw these people out of my life because they were just so toxic and they wanted to see me fail rather than win. It wasn't so much about them supporting me. Oh, I don't support you going to Thailand. Oh, I'm going to kick you out of my life. No, they just didn't support me as a human being, as a brother, as a fellow traveler in the world. You damn right I'm going to kick them out. But see, anytime you get resistance, you don't want to just hurry up and just kick everyone out. What you have to realize, it's not their responsibility. Their response and their responsibility is their own lives. Now, what a blessing if it is. And they do end up like obviously saying, oh my God, I support you so much. But if they don't, that's what you expect. Understand, you don't need that external validation. And it's not about throwing people out that you don't understand. You can have all these types of people around. You know, you don't have to get rid of them. All you have to do is just build a community that wants and supports you. My mom still doesn't get what I do, and it's not up to me to make her understand to get what I do. You know, me building a friendship circle, you know, over the years, and obviously me, I'm like taking people out and, you know, putting people in, taking people out, putting people in, because obviously I'm just, because people come and they grow. People come, grow, and they leave, right? And it's not up to me to keep them there. So I'm constantly taking people in and out of my social circle, you know? And that's what I did. I end up building a friendship circle overall where, you know, I have three really good friends here and I can speak to them about a variety of different things, even like people from my past, you know, Danya, Lindsay, Andre. These are people who I talk to on a routine basis. And to be honest with you, my girlfriend is my best friend. So anytime I'm dealing with something, like when it comes to work, none of them know how to overcome that. Only my girlfriend knows how to give me a different perspective so I can make a better decision. So therefore I could get the expected outcome. So one thing, in order to get support, you need to be vulnerable, honest, and true, and consistent enough with sharing your real thoughts and developing that confidence to share that. See, your desire, your needs, and what it is you're really after, you need to put that out there so people do have a chance to get it. And people do have a chance to say, you know what, I'm going to support this or I'm not. And you know, some people just need reminders about what's important. Consistency and truth on a consistent basis is what you need. You need to be absolutely clear with these people, right? So that you could ready yourself, or, you know, they may end up supporting you. And always ask those around you, hey, do you know anybody who does this? Hey, do you know anybody who does that? Asking a lot of questions, right? And so that's one thing you want to do. Another idea is post your goals and your failures. See, I know Instagram models. I know there have been a couple of people who actually like my posts and stuff like that. And these women, they come from Spain. They come from different places in Eastern Europe, and they post all these beautiful photos. But to be honest with you, they're not consistent with sharing their truth. Show me the grit. Show me a video of you being vulnerable. And a lot of people are just unable to do that. You know, I love posting failures, especially, you know, because I know that shows a level of vulnerability that a lot of people do not want to like put out there to the world. You know, but I share my goals on a consistent basis with you guys all the time. And some people don't realize either. If you can't socialize your goals, you're not going to be able to realize your goals. So let people know about the journey. Let people know about your journey. If you keep talking about your journey, people will be invested in your story like mine. 441,000 downloads on my ESL podcast. This one, I don't know. I don't really pay no mind, but I do see like the number of daily plays going up because people are attached to my story. I show my level of vulnerability and I continue getting better. And so if you think about this, you may start noticing more people who know about your journey, your goals. And along the way, guess what? The doors begin to open. Remember, I just had a wonderful dinner with one of my ex-students. She works for, I do believe, Toyota, Nissan, or Isuzu. And while speaking to her, guess what? She's the one that got me this training job here because her aunt is one of the higher ups in this company. She helped me with that. You know why? Because she was attached to my story, my level of vulnerability, and she saw my passion for what I do. And so then when that door does open, someone's going to say, hey, I do know someone that, I do know someone that might need a little bit of help. I was at the CrossFit gym. She's like, are you a teacher? I said, yes, he needs help. Can you help? I said, most certainly. That's that idea. And now the last idea is all about seeking external mentors and coaches. And these people don't even have to be people that you talk to. Can I give you I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know anyone who radically changed your life who you never met? Somebody who radically changed your life who you never met. That's the big question. Through podcasts, books, online courses. Brendan Burchard actually helped me significantly. Napoleon Hill, he's been dead for a long time. Dale Carnegie, he's been dead for a long time. A lot of these people and writers have no idea that their work is still out there. You know, and it's just amazing how people, you know, who inspired me before could still have that amount of power on humanity, right? Now, I don't follow Lisa anymore. I don't follow Gary Vee anymore, but, you know, I learned different things from these, you know, specific people from 2016, 17, 18. And then I move on to the other. And then I cater my life around what I really wanted to become. You need to have a learning squad of people, okay? And again, maybe you need to read about their journey, get some more, understand a little bit about other people's journeys, their lessons about life. You might become more informed, more encouraged, more competent. These are things you could do in terms of getting support. And so with that being said, people, thank you so much for tuning in to another wonderful the Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. Stay tuned for more. Over and out.